My name is Gilles Kleren. I'm here from Belgium, so it's a home match for me. I'm a regional director for Microsoft here in Belgium and an MVP. And in my day job, I work at Ordina, where I'm mainly focused on Silverlight, WPF, and ASP development. And I'm also very active in the community here in Belgium. I'm the user group lead for VISUG, the Visual Studio user group. And my main interests are Silverlight. I've written a book about it, Silverlight for Data Access and Services Cookbook. So that's my focus and my passion, let's say. So I was indeed asked to give a session here at Remix, and it was a session about Silverlight 4. And so what I did was I chose to build an end-to-end application with Silverlight 4. And the session was also titled Building an End-to-End Application with Silverlight 4. And so the main focus of the application that I actually built during the talk actually was a Christmas card creation application. So people can go to the Silverlight application, enter some Christmas wishes, and select a color. And then there is a Christmas card designer interface where they can drag some Christmas icons on there. They can take a picture of themselves and make up the card and then send it via mail to their relatives or and their friends. And so that was the setup of my talk and taking a look at the various parts that come to mind when building that application. And so what I did, I actually took a step back and looked how I built it and what are the, I think, most interesting pieces, most interesting parts for end users, for use of Silverlight, to build the application that is, that they will come across to when building other lines of application, line of business applications. So I started with building in a sketch flow, building a wireframe, a prototype. I showed the people how that wireframe then became the real application. I took a look at how they can do navigation inside their application, so using the navigation framework in Silverlight. Then I showed them how Silverlight can interact with the webcam, how it can print, how we can do drag and drop to the Silverlight application, how the Silverlight application can connect with the service, because that's really important when it has to access data that lives on a remote server, and how to use that data inside of the Silverlight application, so using some data binding. I also showed how the application was could be taken out of browser to make it a standalone application. And actually, we did after my session, there was a session. The second part of the session actually was taking that application and putting it into Windows Azure. And so that session was given by my friend Martin. And we actually made it so that I built the application and he then put it in the cloud. And that's how we linked the two sessions together. Yeah, I think I've inspired some people to install Silverlight tools and to take a look at Silverlight, to start playing with Silverlight, perhaps following some online videos or some online labs. I've also the sample that I've created is quite extensive. It's quite big actually, and so I think for some people that have seen this session and perhaps have not done that much with Silverlight, it can be a start for a real application. And so they can head over to my blog, snowball.be, and there I'm going to upload all the code and the slides as well. And so they can take the code, take a look at it, and perhaps build their own applications from starting from that application. So I hope I have inspired some more people to go to Silverlight.